This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You want to find out, look, Imam Ghazali rahimahullah has a wonderful way of knowing whether you're in a position of showing off or not. So in one of his parts, he writes this. He says that, you know, sometimes you're in, let's say for example, as an imam of salah, he gets emotional. Let's say an imam of salah, he gets emotional. And you know, sometimes emotion comes over him and he feels like crying. Imam Ghazali rahimullah said at that moment, it could be you that you're maybe you're reading Quran and you're getting emotional, but there's other people in front of you that are watching you. It could be you're in a dua and people are watching you and you become emotional at this time. Okay? Imam Ghazali says, at that moment, ask yourself, if I was on my own, would I really be like this? Or is it because there are people around me? Would I have become so emotional on my own? Yes or no? Do I ever do this on my own? Am I able to shed tears and become emotional, you know, when I'm on my own and shed tears for the sake of Allah? Because no one's watching me at that time. Yes or no? That's the first thing you ask yourself. If it's a no, then you should stop yourself because you're not doing it privately. So why should you do it publicly? Okay? If it's a yes, that yes, sometimes privately I also get emotional like that. Then Imam Ghazali says, ask yourself, can I control myself? Can I at this moment stop myself from shedding my tears, becoming emotional? Because people are watching me, their eyes are on me. You know, right now they're going to look at me, they're going to say, oh, mashallah, hey, mashallah, he's looking at him. Oh, he's crying. Oh, brother, we saw you so much. Oh, brother, give you a nice hug. Oh, I lift you to the seventh heaven. That's riya, my friend, that's riya. Now they're spoiled, they've put you in a big trouble. Because first you're doing it for Allah's sake and now they come and hug you and they praise you and so on. And now your mind goes towards people, then you've lost it. So Imam Ghazali says, can you stop yourself? Can you stop yourself? If it's a yes, then stop yourself. If it's a no, you're so emotional that you just can't stop yourself and you just have to... He said, hide it as best as you can. And if you can't, then let it come. Because you're already doing it privately. Now you're in a public place. You're not doing it for people. It's an emotion that has come over you. Just let it out, but try and control it as much as you can. So that it's not something which, you know, tomorrow you might look back and think, wow, I did that and people looked at me and so on. I'll tell you another one. People sometimes do a good action and others praise you for your action. Do you love it when people are praising you for your action of the deen that you've done? Or do inside you kind of, you'd rather say, I'd rather you not talk about this. What happens to you in your heart? If at the moment when people say, oh, mashallah, brother, I saw you praying salah, such long rakahs you did, mashallah, may Allah bless you. Your ruku was done with longer than my ruku. If they're doing that and your heart is like, tell me more. If that's what's going on in your head, then you're in riya. You just showed off. But if you're in your head, it's like, you know, I don't want you to speak about this. Look, okay, brother, jazakallah, thank you. You just cut the conversation off. You don't want him to praise you. Then you've done it for Allah's sake. So test yourself in different positions and different places. If you really want to do it for Allah's sake, then do it as secretly as possible that nobody even knows.
La ilaha illallah.